head back to your calls very shortly on the Werribee Kia open line. Werribee Kia open for business. Their showroom is a stock with great new Kia stock. So drop down and see Janan and Aid and the team. They'd love to see you take one of the Werribee Kia range for a test drive. And if your car needs a service, you can drop it into the Werribee Kia service centre as well. Werribee Kia, open line 1300 736 736. And the speckle text 0433 98 11 16. I haven't read out a heap of your speckle texts, and apologies for that, but had tons coming through. So let me read out just a couple of them right now. Too many batsmen are making hundreds. There has to be something done to level the playing field. Thanks for that. Kookaburra is working on a wax applicant that will be approved for use. Thanks for that. Use sunscreen. Problem solved. There have been quite a few that have suggested that we don't just allow sunscreen, but we allow lip balm and the whole shebang. Dean Jones is going to join me very shortly to give us a batsman's point of view. We just heard from Trent Coblen with a bowler's point of view. Sweat is still a body fluid. I definitely think it's no go. And a couple others coming through about players not necessarily spitting on the ball or licking the ball. One here, they don't spit. They lick their own fingers and then put it on the ball. If no spit, then bowlers should be allowed to use sandpaper. James in Mordialloc. No one spits on the ball. They dab it on. It's not like we spit a big goober on it. Thanks for that explanation for all those people home having their lunch, which I think Dean Jones might be, given that he just had a round of golf. And I think he might have ended up carding an even par round. Welcome to you, Dino. Great to have you on, personally. Thanks for joining me at short notice.
No problem at all, Dwayne. A big goober on it. Gee, I've just got these ugly seams thoughts in my head, how guys go about it. It's an interesting debate, isn't it?
It is. How'd you go off the stick today, by the way?
74 off the stick today in the West, so not too bad. But I'm more worried about what we're going to do with this ball. There's a couple of things that sort of comes out to me. Number one is we can't keep changing balls. The balls are the second most biggest cost for a club, the first being insurance. So, and I have to say that the balls today compared to the balls when I played are a hell of a lot different. And I say this, why is it? They're not swinging as much. The workmanship into the balls is nowhere near as good as they used to be, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
And I read Richard Hadley. We had if I can drop a name, I did, at my place for Christmas. And he solemnly believes that you should be allowed to scratch the ball now. So, in other words, we scratch one side of it, and you get reverse swing going, and you're good to go. Now, that's okay.
Fingernails only or with a substance, like a sandpaper or whatever?
No, fingernails only. Yep. Fingernails only. And you're not ripping up a seam. You just scratch one side of it, and you're good to go in this time. But I don't know. I've seen guys put Vaseline on their pants. I've seen that done before, you know. The sweat normally in a guy's hand... If I took you to places like Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, in India, particularly Sri Lanka, Dwayne, I've got a couple of amazing photos of Mike Whitney and Craig McDermott when they're releasing the ball. There's a water trail coming up behind the hand because you're sweating so profusely. And you can't stop that from getting into the ball. So, I don't know. Vaseline, I don't care. You can do that now. Put it on your pants, maybe. And just you can polish it that way. Maybe that's one way, but you can't obviously wipe any zinc off your face or sunscreen. But I'd be interested to see what the Kookaburra come up with. But I have to say, the balls are nowhere near as good as they used to be. And you used to get a lot more conventional swing with the new ball than what they do now.
So aesthetically, are we past spitting on the ball? It's 2020. Spitting on the ball is not the prettiest or hygienically safe or gentlemanly act.
They do not. Well, I coach a lot overseas. The bowlers do not polish the ball at all. We actually tell our players to throw the ball into the ground to soften it up. And the guys are so good now that when they throw the ball, it's a bit like they release it, making the actual seam be horizontal. So they actually skim it into the old pitches and scratch up the ball that way. They don't throw the ball and it's scrambled. The guys are so good at now of actually wearing one side of it, and then they try and get it to reverse, say, in the last four overs, but four or five overs. But they're trying to get the compression out of the ball, the hardness of the ball out, so it's harder for the batsman to hit it. In other words, it's like hitting a tennis ball instead of a cricket ball. And the balls do get soft now, but they do not polish it at all. They do not try to swing the ball at all. And maybe in the first three overs, that's it. And they're just trying to get it soft.
So what about in other countries of the world where it is the tradition to spit on it? Do you think we should be not doing it in countries, especially
coronavirus? There's going to be habits. So I'm thinking of the guys playing footy. You know, I think of Ricky Ponting every time when Steve Smith spit on his hands, coming in.
A text about that exact thing, Steve Smith.
Oh, did you?
Spitting on his hands relentlessly, and that's going to be something that, you know, maybe gets discouraged.
And when a guy gets a wicket, there's no i5 or carrying on like, you know, they're just one tap follow when they got a wicket. If anybody wants a laugh, get onto YouTube, watch Bob Massey get 16 wickets, and look at particularly the last wicket where he got the 16th or the 8th. He, on debut at Lord's on debut, 16 wickets in a game, he gets the last guy out, everybody walks off the ground. The only guy that walked up to him was Doug Walters and just patted him on the back and said, "Well done," and walks off. Now, That's quite hilarious. Now they're all be hugging and kissing. They'll build a stand after him now if someone did that today. But could you imagine Merv walking up to Merv, who's just absolutely soaked up, and trying to hug him in today's? Oh, it's like trying to grab hold of a grizzly bear. It just doesn't work. Doesn't work.
Well, we do like it, the celebration, though, don't we? We don't want to go back to the old days where it was just pretty mundane and go about your business and be too gentlemanly about it.
That's fine, but you're not allowed to give any high fives or anything like that. So maybe the guys might come up with a country western dance, something, I don't know, together or something. I don't know what they'll work something out. They always do. It should be a bit of fun. The bowlers have got some sort of imagination, but it is a problem. But how far do you go? You can't touch anyone because you guys in footy, you're doing it. You know, guys lick their fingers and trying to get a good grab of the ball before they kick the ball at the goals and all that type of stuff. So I don't know where you can go. There's no easy way. You can swap the balls, though, in your game, in footy, but we can't with ours.
Yeah, you can't, because then it does become...
I think maybe Vaseline's the only way. And maybe some sort of substance on your pants, and that's it. That's all you can do.
I was going to talk to you longer, Dino, but it looks like Buddy Franklin's done a hamstring at training. So we're going to head up to Sydney for a little bit of footy very shortly. So just bring everybody that bad news. But hey, before I let you go, though, go on.
I wrote an article 6 years ago, and I said that David Warner would be more bigger than the game than Buddy Franklin would be to football. And he was going through that bad spot, remember, 5 years ago. And look how much he's changed his game. He's been more important to the game, David Warner to Australia or to Buddy Franklin to AFL footy?
It's hard because the indiscretion's now there for us to weigh up. That little asterisk.
Yeah, it certainly did that. What were you going to say? Sorry, I missed.
No, I was going to play a little bit of Martin Pakula, the Victorian sports minister, on the program yesterday on the T20 World Cup, and just get a word from you on that. But firstly, here's Martin Pakula from yesterday.
Well, I didn't actually see Footy Classified last night. It's getting later and later, that show.
Oh,
it was on at 11 o'clock last night. It's past my bedtime. But I try to watch it whenever I can, but it's getting late. Look, it's never really been off the table, but I said on an interview this morning, I think the T20 World Cup going ahead with all those teams coming from around the world in October this year, I think that's at longer odds than say the India Test summer. I think we're a really good chance of having Test cricket and the Indians coming out. I think that's, you know, I'm feeling pretty optimistic about that. All of this depends, of course, on the attitude of the Commonwealth and what kind of border security, measures they put in place. I think the idea of getting teams from around the world all in one place in October, I reckon that's I reckon that's a harder ask. I'm less optimistic about that. And I think that Cricket Australia is talking, you know, to other control boards around the world about scheduling, you know, now and over the next 12 to 18 months to see what options might exist. My best sense of it is that it will probably, more likely it'll be deferred. I think it will go ahead, but I think it's more likely to be at a later date.
Later date this year or a date next year?
No, oh, I think once you get past October, Dwayne, I think it's getting pretty late with the Test series coming up. So, I think it's likely to be pushed out into 21. But, look, it's not impossible that it will go ahead in October. And I think it feels similar to a conversation you and I had a couple of weeks ago. It's not impossible that it will go ahead in October, but I think it's longer odds than, say, the Test series would be.
So Martin Pakula, Victorian Sports Minister there, that's the first time I've heard the T20 World Cup and 2021 thrown up, Dino. What are you hearing on the T20 World Cup question without notice?
Okay, so let's understand that decision makers will make the decisions based on where are they going to get most of their money back. Cricket Australia needs this Indian series. They make a hell of a lot more money out of the Indian series than they will out of the World Cup. So the World Cup will be shut down. World Cup, as far as I'm concerned, and World Cup will not be played at a later date. We've got another World Cup next year in India. We can't have two World Cups in 1 year. So that's basically, I think, what will happen. So they will play four Test matches. They only will play four. They won't play five Test matches. They'll only play four against the Indians, and they're saying at Adelaide. But I'm hearing a little rumour that they might have the MCG Boxing Day Test. So they'll play three in Adelaide and come across and play one in Melbourne and maybe then go home from there. So that's what I'm hearing.
And no T20 World Cup in Australia in 2021. None. It can't happen.
IPL is put into place now, 25th of September to the 1st of November. That's when it will happen. So people say you can't put the IPL before the World Cup. Yes, you can, because the players' wages, they earn 50, 60% of their wages from the IPL. They don't earn from the World Cup. So, Cummins is on $3 million in the IPL. No, he's looking to go over there. Don't worry about that. Sure, he wants to play in the World Cup, but you can't play two World Cups in the 1 year. You just can't. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
So the IPL is the priority then? That gets the biggest priority in the world of cricket?
If India doesn't play the IPL, they'll lose $700 million. $700 million this year if they don't play the World Cup. They'll be playing the World Cup. They'll be playing the IPL.
So they'll be playing the IPL and we won't have a World Cup.
Basically, yeah. So what I'm hearing from the scheduling point of view is that the England boys will be playing. I think Pakistan and the West Indies are going over there. They'll play some cricket in August. I heard the Caribbean Premier League is still on the books, and that's in August. The IPL in late September, October. The T10, which is a huge competition, is played in Abu Dhabi. That'll play there, and the Pakistan Super League playoffs will play at the end of November. And then we're looking to play the Test series straight away in December in Adelaide. So that's what we'll do.
So three tests in Adelaide and one at the G on Boxing Day.
If not, they'll play the four at Adelaide, and maybe two of them be night matches and two normal matches. Yeah.
It's always good chatting to you, Dino. You bring some stuff that we didn't know was going to be brought to the table. Thanks for enlightening us, and we'll keep in touch.
Well, thanks, Dwayne. It's all about the money. Australia doesn't make money out of T20 World Cups. We make money out of India.
And congratulations again on your 74 off the stick today.
No, some bandit will knock me over. Thanks. Cheers, bud. Thanks, buddy.
Dean Jones, the one and only Dean Jones, joining us. Your thoughts on that? We've still got Bryce Cotton to join us after the break, but we'll take a few of your calls after Bryce Cotton joins me. But always good to chat to the great Dean Jones to get us an update there. Dwayne's worked for Robot Building Supplies. They've got it at Robot Building Supplies, and they deliver robotbuildingsupplies.com.au. And we're powered by Red Energy. Born and bred in Melbourne, that's Red Energy. Red Energy, 100% Australian-owned energy retailer. But after the break, for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now, illusiongaslogfires.com. Bryce Cotton to talk some basketball and whether he's going to represent Australia at the Tokyo Olympic Games next year. That's next.